Hi, Mel. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for this or not, but we are now bumping Taylor Swift's song.
I think who we have on the phone is way more important than Taylor Swift.
Yes, Gabby Barrett, you are now bumping Taylor Swift from the radio.
Oh, my gosh. What the heck?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, she is top three American Idol, and she's on Bubba's show on 100.7 Star right now. It's Gabby Barrett! Now, Gabby, now I'm really nervous because you gave us a heads up that we're on a speakerphone and we're being recorded, that maybe my voice and Melanie's voice might be on American Idol.
Yes, you might be featured this season.
We watch every week. We're so excited. First of all, congratulations. Nothing more deserving than this for you. Seriously.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You guys have shown so much love and support, so I really appreciate y'all very much.
So obviously this has been a whirlwind. You're inside the top three. You're coming back. American Idol is following your life today. I'm sure you're going to be heading back to L.A. tomorrow. Are you going to get a chance to go home to Munhall at all?
I am. I'm actually headed home really soon. I get to visit my family sometime during today. I got a lot of stuff going on, and we're going to be filming whenever I'm home. So I will get to see my family, and I'm really, really, really excited to be home and get to lay on my bed for 10 minutes.
Nothing like your bed. I just want to clarify, of all the things, and you've got so many cool things happening in Pittsburgh today, but all of the cool things that you've got going on, you're going to be performing live at the Rivers Casino, there's going to be a parade for you. The one thing you're most excited about is laying on your bed.
Why not?
I mean, my bed was my child. To lay on my bed is, it's exciting. But absolutely, I'm so excited to perform tonight. I'm very excited for that. And I get to throw a pitch at the Pirate game today and sing, and I'm so excited. Sadly, the weather is not going to be fantastic, and I hope I didn't bring bad luck. No. So we're going to try to make it work.
You know what it is, Gabby? It's called Liquid Sunshine, and you bring it.
I like that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yes. So I wanted to ask you, too, right before you do PNC Park and Casino tonight, it says that you're going to be in West Mifflin at the Goodwill store at 2 o'clock. What are you going to be doing there?
We're going to be going around with my dad. My dad works for Goodwill, and he's been doing, like, maintenance work for them for a little while now. So we're going to stop by, and I actually donated one of my outfits to Goodwill from the American Idol. I believe it was showcase round. I was wearing a white jumpsuit, and I donated it, and it's up for auction, and I'm really excited to go in and film and see everything.
So, Gabby, we talked to you when you, I think the very first time we had you on the radio, you were outside of the top 20, and then we talked to you, and you were inside the top 20. Now that you are top three, how has everything changed for you? Do you ever get used to people just walking up to you and pampering you? And what I mean by that is, like, you're just standing there and people are putting on makeup and people are fixing your hair and people are fixing your jacket. Do you ever get used to that?
Oh, my gosh, no. I mean, it's so surreal. I don't even know how to describe it. I was on the jet here. I was like, wow, like, I can't believe that I am in the top three of American Idol. Because you don't know what to expect coming into this. I don't know where the Lord's going to take me with my life. So being in the top three and being two spots away from getting the title of the next American Idol is so unbelievably surreal, and this is the best experience I've ever had in my life.
So when you're sitting there performing, right, and obviously in the midst of a performance, you are in the moment, right? And every time you sing, I get goosebumps. And they're not just like the goosebumps down the arm. They're the goosebumps that start at the back of the head and go right down the spine and then spread from there. Your voice just is almost magical. But then you're done and you realize that you nailed it. And then whether you open your eyes or you look out and you look at those judges and you see their faces and you hear their responses, how do you feel?
Indescribable. It really is every time, because you're getting critiqued and comments from some of the biggest icons in the world. You looked up to these people when you were younger. I remember watching them on TV and hearing them on the radio, and then you see them in human form and they're talking to you, giving you personal opinions about something that you love to do and something that I've only dreamed about. So It's indescribable, really. I still can't believe this whole thing is happening. And just the judges are so nice to us on and off the camera. Everything has just been so amazing with American Idol up until this point. And it's just indescribable. I love getting on stage, and I'm going to try to bring my A game and continue to bring even more energy when I go back for the finale this weekend.
You have stage presence beyond belief. And when Carrie Underwood said to you, "You remind me of me, except at 17 or 18, I was never as good as you," what did you feel?
Oh my God. I knew I was going to cry when I met her, because I've looked up to her, and I can genuinely say this my entire life. I remember my parents voting for her on American Idol, and
wow.
I remember seeing her win the competition with her wavy hair and her long dress, and I remember her crying. And I was very young, but I do remember her winning. And just I've looked up to her as a mother, as just as an artist, as a person, how she carries herself in her family. I absolutely love everything about her. So if I was 8 months back thinking to myself, "Oh, you're going to meet Carrie Underwood in 8 months, you're going to sing with her," oh my gosh, holy monkeys, I would have died.
Holy monkeys, Batman! You know, by the way, if you're just tuning in, Gabby Barrett, top three American Idol in town, performing at the Rivers Casino tonight. It's a free concert, parade on the North Shore, throwing out the first pitch for the Pirates game, heading to the Goodwill West Mifflin, stopping in Munn Hollow to take a nap on her bed. You know, I saw my mom and I said to her, I said, "So Gabby Barrett," I was trying to explain, "Gabby Barrett's on American Idol, and she went to church in Munn Hollow where you used to go to bingo." And I said, "Mom, somebody went up to Gabby Barrett, and instead of saying, 'Oh my God, that's pretty cool that you're on American Idol,' they said, 'Oh, I remember your mom from going to bingo.'"
They did. They did.
They're like, "Oh, Bubba's mom used to go to bingo here."
I know, they came up to me and they said that they remembered her. And I was like, "Oh my God, I talked to her. It's not on the radio."
Isn't that hilarious? That is awesome. Hey, just, you know, since everybody seems to be naming something after Gabby Barrett, I'm going to name a burger after you at my restaurant. What would I put on that Gabby burger?
Ooh.
I'm so plain Jane. I love a bacon cheeseburger. That is my favorite thing ever. So I would say that.
Lettuce, tomato, onion, or no lettuce, tomato, onion?
None of that.
Yes.
I hate vegetables. I'm the most eater there possible.
Gabby Barrett hates vegetables. How's that happen? You gotta love vegetables. No. Listen, you're like Melanie. You love meat.
I love meat.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate all the love. I'm actually at my next location, so
okay.
I got to go.
No.
That's fine.
Gabby, good luck. Thanks for calling the Bubba Show. Love you and continued success, and we'll talk to you after you win American Idol.
Woo!
Thank y'all very much. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Gabby Barrett. Bye. Wow. Unbelievable.
She is just full of just sunshine. That's it. She's just pleasant.
Love her.
And super talented.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
American Idol. Go see her tonight at the Rivers Casino.